And now, a word from our sponsor, Modern Artifice.
Just another day in New Dice City, a metropolis mired in corruption and crime. Can a new hero roll out to save the innocent?
Give me all your dice.
Oh, someone help me, please.
Stop right there.
Who are you supposed to be?
Dice Master.
Before you hurt that innocent citizen, I'll have to ask you for a robbery check.
Should dice roll?
Oh, no. A natural one.
Looks like you really crit the bet on this one.
Kablow!
You saved me, Dice Master. How do you do it?
I get all my dice from Modern Artifice. Their high-end stylized dice sets give me everything I need to keep rolling smoothly. So head on over to Etsy.com/shop/Modern Artifice and fill up your utility belt today.
Another day saved thanks to Modern Artifice. Use our discount code GOON10 at checkout for 10% off your order. Modern Artifice, for your one-stop shop for magical merchandise and nerdy novelties.
What do I do? I want to help, but I can't fight.
Calm down, Basha. There are other ways to help. Just concentrate. Concentrate. Be as the wind, unseen and at their backs.
Hey Dungeoneers, thanks for joining us for another episode of the Stroudcast. If you've been enjoying what we do on any of the podcasting platforms, be sure to leave us a review. It really helps us out and gives us advantage on our wisdom saving throws against the almighty algorithm. When last we left our heroes, the battle with Lady Wachter and her army of undead had begun. Kaz held the front lines while Drogar kept morale high. Artemis kept watch from the rooftop, while Callister maneuvered through the rooms of the home, checking on the soldiers. At first, things were going well, but the undead droves kept coming, devouring the town militia and battering the walls of the mansion. Things only grew worse when a hulking form of fused-together undead burst through the rear of the building, scattering the tattered soldiers there. With Pasha lending aid, a supercharged Winnie stood to face the creature. Though our heroes fight bravely, things seem grim. Will they be able to overcome overwhelming odds? Or is this the end for our brave adventurers? Find out now on the Stroudcast.
Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. Shuffle off this mortal coil and transport yourselves to the far, foggy realm of Barovia.
Oh, the Mardicons come swooping in over the heads of the zombies and like kind of tumble in the air, taking the form of Danica and Erwin again and landing next to you, Drogar. And Danica just holds out a leather satchel to you. Here's what I'm going to say for the bones. It is going to give you another use of Turn Undead.
Oh!
Yes!
Pretty good.
Or
I wish we were all together.
I got it. I know what I have to do.
You're close enough.
I know
so
what I gotta
if
do.
If you take the bones from her, that's gonna give you another use of Turn Undead. Does that make sense?
Take it.
Perfect. Great.
I take the bones.
Yep. And they just look around panicked.
But I don't want it to be blown on just one chunky dude.
No. Look, I'm...
Do you know what? Let's upgrade it. It's just going to give you another use of Channel Divinity. Either one you want to use.
Okay.
Turn Undead or your Life Cleric.
That's great.
Yeah. So with the bones, you can kind of channel your power into the bones and you get one more use of Channel Divinity. They look panicked at the situation and says, "We fight on!" And they turn back into ravens and swoop back out the door.
Oh, fuck.
Cool.
As they whoop, I'm gonna scream, "Help!"
Okay, all right. That's the end of round 5. We are back to the top. Winnie, you're up. You watch in horror as Callister is pulled into this thing.
Okay, here's what I wanna do. I want to jump and on top of this thing.
You gonna try and climb it?
You're gonna get grappled.
I was gonna try and climb it.
Okay, give me an athletics check or an acrobatics check, either one.
14 acrobatics.
Yep. That's exactly it.
And I want to...
So you start, like, because it's like body parts spilling out of it. So you just, you begin to climb, and as you do, like, hands try and like grab onto your school uniform, but you tear away and just keep on climbing up it.
Uh-huh.
Like grit and determination in your eyes.
And then I'm trying to go, I'm like, fuck off, and I'm going to try and find where Callister is. I'm trying to get like close.
Trying to like dig into it?
Well, I want to try and get a hold of him. If there's nothing I can get a hold of, that's fine.
Both of you, give me a sleight of hand.
Sleight of hand.
Both of you give me a sleight of hand.
15.
Nat 1, 7.
No, you don't. You like plunge your hand in, but all you can feel is like the scraping nails and kicking limbs and gnashing teeth of the zombies.
Okay. Oh. Okay. Okay.
But you're on up on top of it.
Sure am. From where I am on top of it, and because I'm fucking on top of it, and it's a deck save, does it do anything for me to just slam my hands on top of it and cast Sacred Flame?
You can try, yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna just slam my hands on top of it and just like pump it full of eraser dust.
It fails.
Okay.
Roll damage, 2d8.
Fuck, that's 4.
4?
4. I'm gonna bonus action, like with that, as eraser dust like booms into it, it's just not that much because now I'm starting to panic. And the like erasers are coming up after me, but they don't quite make it. I'm gonna like, okay, so that's, was that 5 squares? No, 4.
4.
Okay. And then if I can keep it part of my action, I'm gonna turn and bail.
I'm gonna say that's all you can do anyway.
Okay, I'm on top of it. Uh-huh. Yep.
Okay, Kaz, you're up.
Oh boy, I would really love to help out. I would really love to help out in that situation, but I just don't think I can. I think I'm with Strogar. I think I wanna take a couple of attacks at whoever else is at the door, just to give us some more time, and then follow the command to go up the stairs and make our stand.
You're also strong. And if there's like fucking pieces of wood or whatever, you could try to barricade what's left. I don't know if there's anything left around us, but like if there's like,
I mean, I guess that's up to you, Trevor.
Like as a movement action, I don't
what
know.
What are you thinking of?
If there's anything to just like make a sort of makeshift barricade before I make my way
up at the top? Where you are, no, there's nothing left in this sort of vestibule.
Okay, that's what I figured.
Yeah.
So I think I'm gonna stick with my original plan, which is like, I'm just gonna try to do as much damage as I can with this one turn, and then I'm gonna follow you, Drogar, and the rest of those going up the steps, but like making sure I'm last so that I can, like, you know, take the rear and defend us from behind. So I'm just gonna make some attacks. So at whoever's close to me with my great axe.
Natural 1. Fuck.
I just rolled a natural 1.
Okay. I do get 2 attacks.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the second one's gonna be a hit. It'll be a 20, 23.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
This is a war of attrition, folks.
Max damage, 19. Mm-hmm. Against
that's enough. You take another one.
Another one out. Okay, great. And then I'm just gonna like try to hold up the rear of whatever group we have going up the steps.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I want to stay at the back.
Okay. Artemis, you're up.
So I will keep making my way through until I see anything. Do I?
We'll say with this round, you can get down into this room. You can, if you want to, you can fire a shot through the burst open wall.
Okay, I see him.
Fuck him up, baby.
So there's no normal zombies in there. It's just that big guy now?
Just the big guy.
Okay.
Though they're like, you look out the door here and they're like, they're coming up the hill after it.
Okay.
They will be there.
Okay.
They're coming.
Is there... all right, so there's nothing really I can do to barricade that door quickly.
The wall is blasted open.
Oh, that's right, that's right. Okay, I'm just gonna...
Anytime this thing moves in, this... So, like, this is blasted open, this is blasted open.
Move closer in, dude. Don't stay, like, right by the fucking...
Yeah, I know.
But I'm gonna say that's your movement. Your movement gets you there. Yeah. Because you ran across the second floor.
That's where I'm going, I guess.
Down.
All right, I'm going to... I don't really think I can help anyway. I don't know how Thorns is going to really help. I'm going to rip two shots off. Just two thing? Standard shots.
At the mouse monarch.
Yeah.
It makes me feel better if we call him the mouse monarch.
That's an 18 on the first hit.
That'll hit.
9 points of damage.
Okay.
Then I'm going to rip another shot off.
Yes!
Not 20.
Roll them twice, babe. Roll them twice.
Come on, babe. Big dog. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Nice.
All right. 12 points of damage.
Great.
And then Sasha will pick out the juiciest looking zombie that she can reach and rip its fucking head off.
Up at the door here?
Nice.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
There's another one with 70.
It's a nat one.
Okay,
we've rolled three nat ones in one round, so we're done.
Yeah, we're done with those. Anything else, Artemis?
The dice give that the will dice be it. The
okay, Drogar, you're up.
Father?
DM.
Yes,
get
sir.
Get the fuck out of here. This isn't
DM. Yes, sir. DM. Yes, sir.
Ned's having one of his ideas.
What do you got, babe?
I would like to expend my inspiration. To double my movement speed.
That's not what inspiration does. Sorry, pal.
Save that inspiration for something cool, though. Something great.
Is there a skateboard around?
You can dash, but that's your action, you know?
One of the Baron's TV carts. Just...
I will move my full extent of my movement. As I'm walking past the guards, these three, I'm going to go, you three, with me! And I'm going to pull them with me, and I will make a persuasion check if you want me to.
Nah, you've been commander so far. They're with you.
So these three will move with me, and I'm going to look at the one and put a hand on him and go, you've done well, son. Move back to the group.
Mm-hmm. On this one here?
Yeah, that one guy.
Right. Okay.
I will, bonus action, move Valandrel here inside the door and bash this son of a bitch.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't think it's going to do it. 11?
Yeah. It's just a D8 plus...
Oh, right. Plus.
Who's got Bless?
Plus your, but you don't add Bless to damage.
That's not the damage.
It's a D8 plus your spellcasting mod.
Right, so plus 3. So that's, 11.
That's enough for another one.
Okay, cool. So he's done. And then I will use my action. And I, on that big guy, I'm going to burn my last second level spell. And I'm gonna guiding bolt him.
Come on,
okay.
Baby. Come
send
on.
Send it away.
Come on, with bless.
Yeah, can I? Yeah. I need a D4.
Boy.
What is it?
It doesn't hit.
What is it?
It's a 5.
Oh yeah.
Fuck.
Wait, how?
No, with your spell attack.
Doesn't hit.
How is it?
It was 4 on the 20, plus a 1 on the D4.
Plus a
7.
Oh yeah. Okay. Never mind.
Actually, an 8. It's an 8.
Oh,
that's so bad. No, that guy's bigger. Yeah.
I blow my inspiration.
Yeah, do it. Yes! Do it. You don't do the. You can't do the bless again. That's just once.
That's okay. 17 on the
dice. That does it.
What did you use in your inspiration look like?
5d6.
Drogar goes and his hand fizzles out and he goes, "Come on, you bastard!" And he fucking throws it again.
Roll it up.
That's some fucking rocks.
Come on,
I need one more D6.
Okay.
Rocks, baby, rocks!
What do we got?
Hold on, I'm counting!
Stop yelling! Don't talk to her, she's
23
counting.
Points of damage!
Oh, damn, okay. 23, you say?
Yes.
And love the next attack on the Chungus has advantage.
Yep. The Chungus.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Is it my turn yet?
It is your turn.
And then after he blasts, he turns to the troops and goes, "With me!" And like begins to rush toward them.
And so what are the rules while I'm inside this thing?
So, it is your turn now, Callister. Mm-hmm. You can either, you are grappled, you can, and restrained. You can either attack because you're inside of it, or you can use your action to try to break free. And I will say, because of the guiding bolt, you can take advantage on your save to try to break free also.
Come on.
Can I beseech Fortruel?
What do you mean?
I mean, can I ask him to try to turn this undead?
I'm gonna leave it to okay. things that exist right now.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, okay. Well, can you say those words you said?
So you're like inside of it, Callister.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There are just like zombies chewing on your face
it's
and
not very
all
consensual.
Over you.
No, not at all.
As you are inside
no.
of this thing.
So you can either
attack it from inside, or you could try and break out of the grapple mm-hmm. by doing either athletics or acrobatics check. Because of the guiding bolt, and it got blasted with radiant light, I will give you advantage on either, whatever you want to do.
Okay, and is there anything I can tell from being inside this thing as to what will happen to me?
if you try to break out and you make it, then you'll be out and you can
right,
try to get away.
Right, but I mean, like, if I decide to do damage, can I discern anything from
there? You are being crushed and chewed upon and eaten all at the same time.
Okay, I'm gonna try to break out.
That's a good move, buddy. That's a good move.
Good choice.
Breaking out is either athletics or acrobatics, which will be contested by its an athletics check on its part, but I will give you advantage because of the guiding bolt.
Makes sense, yeah.
I got a 17.
Okay.
All right.
That's good. You like a 17.
All right, here's what I'll give you, Danny. Ready? You are inside. It is pitch dark in here. Mm-hmm. The darkness that you have not experienced ever in your life. And you can feel nails scraping along your body, teeth tearing into your clothes. Like there's a leg and an arm around your neck throttling you. The air is leaving your lungs. And you just manage to wriggle your hand and touch the hilt of Fortruel as it sits in your sheath. Mm-hmm. And you say, please this time. And the dagger alights, illuminating the inside of this creature.
Oh, yeah.
And as you cast your head around, you can see one pinpoint area, like through to the open air. And you blast your way out of this thing.
And I'm out?
You're out.
All right.
Yes.
You're out.
I like burst out and I go,
you start like hacking with Fortruel, carving away at the zombies, yeah, and you manage to get out of it.
And then when I'm out, I'm still like slicing.
Yeah, you're out.
Nice!
So that's your action. The rest of your turn is whatever you want to do.
Run, bitch!
I go, Winnie, we're getting the fuck out of here right now! And, I'm going to fucking go.
Mm-hmm.
Good choice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can bonus action disengage so it doesn't get attack of opportunity and you can just run. Mm-hmm. You wanna do that?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go, baby.
Yes, you didn't take any damage from being swallowed.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah!
That's lucky.
That could have been real fucking bad.
Okay, anything else, Callister?
You're still on top of it.
Winnie's still on top of it.
Get the fuck out of there.
Yeah, you need to go.
Okay. Anything else, Callister?
Nope.
All right, it's the zombies. Here we go. So the guards are here with you, like you said, Drogar.
Yes.
This one you told to go goes. Rudolph looks down the hallway at you on top of this, on top of the thing, Winnie, and he goes, "What's a little one?" And he does like the finger whistle thing.
Uh-huh.
And teeth launches itself down the hallway and dives at the thing, sinking its fangs into it. Well, let's see what happens. Yeah, that'll do it. Sinking its fangs in and begins like tearing at the flesh of the thing. I can't do it. I wish I could, because that would have been cool if I could, but
wait,
I can't.
None of us can?
Pop that. That's why we have
you
sound
can.
Design.
I thought it might be
well,
too loud.
Can you do it?
Sure.
The zombie.
What? How do you?
Can you do it again? Okay, do it after. On your kid. Not so little one.
Thank you!
The doors all along the way start bursting open mm-hmm. as the zombies continue to shamble their way inside.
As a reaction, can I leap onto Teef's back?
Nice try.
As a reaction to this attack?
This is a spiritual weapon, right?
Yes!
I love the lobbying, though. Okay. I really do love the lobbying.
They're going to start making their way inside.
Ooh, fuck, man.
Oh, there'll be some attack of opportunities there, right?
No, because they're not disengaging entering. From combat.
Yeah, not for entering.
They're just doing that.
Not for entering.
They're just entering the zone.
They had to disengage somebody. Who's up front there?
What is this?
Does.
Who's this?
What is that?
That is Danica and Erwin.
Oh.
Oh, so they left.
I put them there for that.
Oh, okay. Yes,
but they came back in. Out. They dropped the bones to me and they stayed in.
They were about to take off and I yelled help, but we don't know what they did.
Oh, what did they do?
They do.
Oh, yeah, they do have a thing, don't they?
Did they fly out? If they flew out, they flew out.
Did they leave the coop? What?
Did they flew the coop?
Did they fly the coop?
What did you say, Trev?
I'm still traumatized.
Erwin goes. Danica looks at you, Winnie. Turns into a raven and just starts beelining down the hallway. And she is gonna try... No. Switch that.
Challenge.
No, keep that. Danica starts beelining down the hallway.
Strike that. Reverse it. Reverse it again.
Flip it and reverse it.
She's gonna do an athletic save. As a raven, she barrels into you, Winnie, knocking you off the top of the thing towards Artemis.
Okay.
Oh, fuck.
And she is now on top of it as a raven.
Fuck!
Oh, shit.
I swear to God.
But she's a raven. She's not grappled or anything.
No, she's still flying.
Okay.
She's flying up.
Erwin heads out. Danica is still inside.
He leaves his bay.
They're doing their thing. They're consensual. Okay, the zombies are all gonna come in here. Who's who? Is this just you, Kaz?
That's me, Blood and Glitter.
Okay, so you're gonna get 1, 2, 3, 4 attacks on you.
Fuck.
Alrighty.
Oh my god.
That's a miss. That's a nat 20.
Fuck.
That'll hit, and that'll miss. Oh, so that's.
She's been fighting for like 2 hours straight.
And
big fight.
This is only the zombies.
That was 2 hits, 1 nat 20.
At least the ravens are taking.
So that's going to be 14 points of bludgeoning damage.
So 7.
Sorry.
So 7, yes. Yeah, we're all having trouble, babe!
Sorry, I'm having trouble with the bludgeoning damage.
Siri, roll initiative!
Siri, shut the fuck up!
Okay, this guy's going to. The mouse monarch is going to attack. He's gonna attack Teef. That's gonna miss. It's gonna miss. It's gonna miss with a natural
yes!
one.
Yes!
So it tries to pound on Teef, but its armor glances off the blows.
Yes.
Okay. That's the zombies outside. I don't know if anyone can see outside. Kaz can kinda see outside.
Kinda.
Erwin rejoins us in raven form, rejoins the flock surrounding the cultists. And anyone that can see outside, looking out, you see this sort of circling tornado,
yeah.
Right, of birds, and you see the cultists beginning to like wave their hands around, and like these dark, inky black bolts of lightning start extending from their hands, shooting
not
through.
My friend.
No victories gained without losses.
Oh my god. What, Trevor?
Oh god.
You've got to be kidding me.
So the cultists start shooting this crackling inky black lightning out, and as the birds swirl around, you see some of them land hits, and as they do so, the birds like tumble through the air, transforming back into human beings.
Oh, god.
As they do, falling side by the wayside here and there, and you see Lady Wachter. She's just sort of like looking at the birds swirling around her.
Fucking knew it.
And she shoots out a hand, grabbing one of the ravens by the neck. And as it transforms back, you see Erwin.
No!
And you see the rivulets of energy run up her arm into her hand. Her whole body courses with energy as black lightning shoots up her hand and it runs into Erwin's body. You see him scream and shudder. Lightning glances out of his eyes as spatters of blood pierce the air.
God.
And he just drops.
Is he dead, Dad? It's not a one-shot, is it? It's not a one-shot.
We're back to you, Winnie.
I'm gonna beeline towards Teef.
Okay.
One, two, three, four, five. Uh-huh. I'm gonna hop on Teef's back.
Okay.
I'm just run right through the mouse monarch's legs and hop on Teef's back. Mm-hmm. And as I do, I pull the spiritual erasers towards me, and there's a whoosh of eraser dust, and they go to the mouse monarch. And I turn back and I yell to Danica, and I say, "Go!" as they bash him on one of his heads.
Okay. Go ahead.
That is a 22 to hit.
Uh-huh.
5 force damage. And did Danica move at all?
She can on her turn.
Okay. I'm gonna say yah to Teef and see if he gets moving away from this mouse monarch.
He can on his turn, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so then I'm gonna turn and Sacred Flame.
Okay.
Yep, so dex save.
It fails.
Okay. 10 more.
Mm-hmm.
Radiant.
Anything else? Cass.
Okay. So I'm just like surrounded by zombies right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Essentially, yeah. I mean, you got Sasha on one side, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think I've just, I think just based on my position, I don't think I've been able to take in a lot of what else has been happening. I think I just like, I see a retreat up the steps, mm-hmm. and I know that it's being hindered, and I know that like my job is to stay at the back of that retreat and make sure that no zombies are like getting ahead of me. So I'm just going to keep swinging at zombies and knocking them down.
Okay.
Did you see Erwin, and do you tell us?
That's a good question. I think that's like worth a perception roll, maybe. Well, would I even tell you? I don't even know if I would. Like, that's just, it's like so much is going on.
It's that you're in the middle of it, yeah.
I don't think I did see. I really don't think I did. I think I'm seeing, all that I see is red and like zombie heads all around me.
Y'all are back with an emboldening bond now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and I have emboldening bond, mm-hmm. okay. All right, I probably don't need to hit these guys, but and you can't add it to damage, right? It's just attack rolls, saving throws, and skill checks.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, so yeah, two attacks. I'll just roll them both at the same time. Fuck it. Yeah, two hits. Okay. So two hits, and then at the first zombie, that's going to be 16 damage for the first swing.
16, okay.
Just for whichever zombie is closest.
Yep. Let's do this one here.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Okay, go ahead.
Still up? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So then I'll swing. So the second swing will be at him.
Mm-hmm.
I rolled it. It was a hit, and that's going to be 10 damage.
That's enough.
All right.
One more. Mm-hmm.
Just taking down zombies. And just at everyone else, I'm just going to say, "We all said you would get behind me!" As I'm just, like, still...
Uh-huh.
Praying to Grumsh and just swinging at zombies and holding them back as best as I can.
All right. So, looking out the back door...
Uh-huh.
How the zombies look? Do I got a little?
Their ranks are beginning to thin at the back of the house, but they're still coming towards you.
Okay. How much time about until I think they're going to be coming in the house, and like I'm going to be trapped.
The end of this round.
Okay.
Move, baby.
So yeah, I'm just gonna yell like. You know, retreat up to the second level. They're coming in the back, and I'll rip one last shot off at the big guy.
Mm-hmm.
Does a 15 hit the big guy?
Yes.
Okay, so just one normal shot on him.
Well, hi, Big Daddy.
Okay.
Nice.
So that is a 11.
11 damage?
11 damage.
Okay.
And screw it. I'll take one more shot at him.
Yeah. Okay.
Good.
Nice.
There you go. That will hit with a 13 or
23. Mm-hmm.
I can do math sometimes. And that is 5 points of damage.
Okay.
And then doing that, ripping those two shots off, I'm going to retreat back up the stairs.
Up the back stairs?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
So, keep an eye 5, behind 10, me.
15, 20, 25. Looking, yeah, you get up to that.
Looking if there's anything along the way I can kind of like throw down the stairs or anything.
Really,
okay.
No. This area has been pretty much obliterated.
Okay. And then Sasha will attack anything nearby.
Okay. She can attack a zombie. Go ahead.
And that's a nat 20 for Sasha.
Roll them twice, baby.
All right. And she gets. Jeez. All right, I'll take that. That is 11 plus 5. That is...
16.
Thank you. Nice. Points of damage for Sasha.
Okay, nice. Great. Uh-huh. Sasha. Yep. Anything else, Artemis?
That's it for me.
Drogar, you're up.
All right, I'm going with my gut.
Drogar and the three guards will move.
You can move. They'll move on their turn.
Okay. So Drogar will pull the three guards with him, and as he's moving, he'll say, "Cover my rear!" Mm-hmm. He'll move up.
You're just going towards it?
Drogar is going to move back with these three guys. All right, so he's going to move back to this guy here, and he is going to Sacred Flame him.
Okay. Next time. As a fail.
10 damage.
It's enough, because it's the one that has hit. There's another one gone.
He's gone. And then my spiritual weapon...
Sasha, hit that one if you want to take that one.
Yeah. Sure. Yes, I will do that. That way only one can hit.
Uh-huh.
That is a 18 to hit.
Yeah.
That is 8 points of damage.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Rolling on.
So for me, it's effort Drogar. So Drogar does that, and then he calls back to the guards. He goes, "Come to me now!"
Okay. Cal, you're up.
If I go up these stairs, are there any windows?
Yeah. Uh-huh. So this is kind of a landing right here. Mm-hmm. On the way up to the second floor, there's a window you can see out.
So Cal is feeling like all this fighting of the undead is kind of useless. Is there a window here?
Sure.
He's going to bear his heavy crossbow.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to leap out and go ASMR.
Okay.
And he's going to try to strike the serpent's head.
Mm-hmm. Fly toward Lady Walker.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
And so that's, how far did I just move? 20, was it, what did I just count?
So that's all your movement. You're not going to be able to get out this turn.
I can still dash.
You could dash, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, go ahead.
But
so
how far was I just here? So five.
You were here.
So. Here. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. Dashing would give me another 40.
Mm-hmm.
And how far away is the walk turn?
Let's say sort of 60 feet out this way.
She's 60 feet out?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of commotion. Can I, like, sneak in the sky?
Try. Yeah, try to disguise yourself against the darkness of the of the sky. Sure, you can give me a stealth check.
Come on.
Do it up, baby.
Although your wings are, what color are your wings?
My wings are like multicolored. They're like...
So do it at disadvantage.
They're like spectral.
Yeah, do it at disadvantage.
Well, that was a 5, so... A 5 and a 16. So, I got a... Oh, that's not too bad. I got a 14. And there is like a huge battle going on.
I know.
Drogar immediately feels like a bolt of energy is, and he looks behind him.
Yeah, she is sort of, she's with the raven swirling around her. She doesn't notice you. So yeah, you're out soaring through the air.
Mm-hmm. And so the going ASMR is an action, so I can't attack just yet.
Well, but so you can't dash and if the wings
my
are...
My dash is a bonus action.
Yes, you're right.
I'm cunning, remember?
You're right. You're so cunning. You are so cunning.
But I can't attack, but like...
Yeah, but you're out there.
Uh-huh. I'm in these streets.
Okay.
So I have 40 movement speed. You said she's 60. Yep. So I'm like 20 feet away in her blind spot.
Yes.
What do I see?
She's, so you now see Irwin laying on the ground in front of her. There are a couple other human beings scattered around. You see this swirling mass of ravens around the cultists. And they're like, they're doing battle with the swarming ravens. You can see like cuts on their faces as the beaks, you know, as the ravens peck and claw at the cultists. But yeah, so this big swarm of ravens is doing battle with them. And Lady Walker is standing at the center. They've sort of like taken a circle around her. She's standing at the center, casting out that black lightning.
Mm-hmm. And if I were to size her up, how physically strong does she seem?
Perception.
14.
She's an old lady, but you've seen her do pretty incredible things thus far, so you're not entirely sure.
Mm-hmm. And I'm specifically speaking like to like her constitution. Like, is she a glass? Like, I'm trying to see if she's like a glass cannon, or if she has like
she an old lady.
Okay.
Not that old ladies can't be constitutionally strong.
Okay, I'm out in these streets.
All right, you're out. Yeah. So you see. So yeah. Cal like rushes past all of you and like dives out the window, the wings going out, and sort of takes off into the night.
The drugger like feels the jolt and he goes, "Son of a bitch, where is he going?"
All right, anything else?
That's it.
Okay. Rudy's gonna head upstairs. The guards are all gonna head upstairs. Teeth is gonna turn around with you on his back, Winnie.
Well, now hold on. I sent the guards to me, not upstairs yet.
All right, fine.
They ain't gonna leave us high and dry. And
all right,
shit.
Fine. All right, fine.
What did I say?
Get back here, you pansies!
Running past, and you're
teeth
like, what are you
nimbly
doing?
Dodges the attack of opportunity from the thing and begins starts running up
with Winnie.
With Winnie.
Imagine Winnie just going,
yeah! Oh, yes, please.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I wish I could.
Danica takes out we'll the back way.
Okay, Danica goes out?
Yes.
Okay, great.
And it uses attack of opportunity on Teef, which it dodged, so it's good. Mm-hmm. The zombies, shawl comes.
Gee whiz. Oh. Jesus!
I hated that! it's like there's so much bad happening. Let's just
a couple are gonna attack
let's just
Kat.
Fart some more.
A couple are gonna attack Kay again.
Bring it.
Oh, that's gonna miss. That's gonna miss. That's gonna hit.
AC14.
Yep. For another 6 points of bludgeoning.
So 3 points of bludgeoning.
Yep.
Okay.
And then the ravens continue to swirl.
Come on, they better fuck somebody up.
So they twist down around a couple of the cultists, and the like tornado of birds intensifies to such a degree that the cultists get like lifted up.
Yes!
Wow!
Fuck them up!
And as then as the birds scatter, it's just this bloody torn pile of robes which collapses back.
Yes!
Holy shit!
And Callister, as you fly through the air, something like the hairs on the back of your neck stand up, and you turn your head around, and you see this gleaming pinpoint of light.
Yeah.
Dimitri!
singular raven with a skull clasped in his claws flies towards you.
Whose skull is it?
As he swoops and does a loop-de-loop over the battlefield, he releases his claws in the skull with the skull's eyes shining brightly.
Is it gonna start telling jokes?
Tumbles through the air.
Oh! Tough crowd! Anybody alive out there? Oh no!
Oh my god!
A wall of fire begins to circle the entire house!
Buster! Oh no!
Oh no!
Someone's been reading the Dresden Files!
Has this ever happened to you?
Ah, my organ.
Sounds like you need a dice tray. Our sponsor, C4 Labs, is the place to get TTRPG accessories for any type of gamer. From dice towers to trays, coasters to computer cases, C4 Labs has what you need. Check out these testimonials from actual goons.
As a Valentine's baby, I got the love of my dice, Valentine's Dice Tray. Now life really is like a box of chocolates, and I always know what I'm gonna get. It's dice!
As a man who knows his wood, their walnut-top drink coasters with built-in dice holders drives me walnuts!
But that's not all. For added spooky fun, C4 Labs also has a plethora of Call of Cthulhu-themed accessories. Here's Kay, our resident keeper of arcane lore, to tell you all about it.
I got the Cthulhu dice tray with matching dice tower. They whisper the secrets of the universe to me while I sleep.
So head on over to c4labs.com today and use our special coupon code GOON15 at checkout for a 15% discount code. He's got a new order.
Bro,
that's
breathe.
GOON15 for 15% off your order.
C4 Labs, quality craftsmanship for quality gameplay. Dimitri tumbles through the air, landing as the curtain of flames rises up behind him. He just like looks over his shoulder back at the house. And then he looks at Lady Wachter with fire in his eyes. And he throws a lightning bolt right at her. And they start fucking wizard dueling.
It's like Harry Voldemort!
Okay.
It's a wizard fight!
There was a firefight! Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
Holy fuck. And just when we thought it couldn't get any more hectic.
Wow. They start fucking wizard dueling out at the fucking lawn.
Oh my god.
All right. Back to the top again. Winnie, what do you got?
What round is this?
Seven, I think?
My third.
I can tell you because I've been tracking my comp.
We're in it, folks. We're almost there. We're almost there.
No, this is round. I have 4 rounds of rage left, so that must mean that that was round 6 just ended.
Okay, great. Yep.
Okay. Okay.
But like masses of zombies are obliterated as the wall of fire lances around.
Wow! Wow!
So let me remember.
Do you want to do that?
Yeah. Do we want to move some dice around the house?
Yeah. Clear them out. Clear them out front. Clear them out front. Uh huh.
So these ones all. Wow. Thanks to the magic of Buster's wall of fire.
Question.
Yes, sir.
Do I perceive?
When Dimitri cast lightning bolt, did Lady Walkthorne counterspell it, or did she get hit?
She got hit.
She got hit?
She did.
What did that look like?
It looks like she got hit by lightning bolt.
I mean, like, after she got hit by lightning bolt, did she shrug it off?
So it, like, lances across her body, and she, like, I mean, you're still a decent amount of wet, and then she kind of, like, raises her hands and, like, throws a spell back at them. They're, like, engaged with each other. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But yeah. But you saw, like, there's still, like, what do you call that when you get struck by lightning and you get those
scorch?
Oh, that thing
what
that
do you
call?
Oh,
the veins?
What yeah, what called? The fuck is it called? I had it in a show.
Yeah, you played a character.
I had a character.
Yeah, it's got a cool name.
Hold on,
like
I'm gonna look it up. I'm gonna look it up.
Of, like, veins
and
from the injury.
Lichtenberg figures.
Lance across one side of her face.
Sick.
I've never even heard of that, so thank you for the,
you're welcome.
The education.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Okay.
I love how, like, for this group, that's one of the only things that we will all stop, and, like, we have to finish.
Wait, what is it called? All right, we're back to you, Winnie. What do you want to do? So you're up on the stairs here with Teef.
Yes. Will it require a full action or a full bonus action for me to kick off of Teef and go, thank you, and jump off his back?
That'll be a bonus action.
Okay, that's a bonus action. Yeah. Okay, so are there any zombies in this, like, general vicinity here that I need to take out?
There's these three are zombies.
Those three are zombies?
And the rest are just kind of now funneling down the hallway at you.
Okay.
Oh, these are our guards.
Yes. Thank
just
you.
Those two.
Thank you. Yeah.
Please stay with us.
They're not dead yet.
Okay, then I'm gonna stay on Teef,
mm-hmm.
and I'm gonna turn back to
this. And this are zombies. This is Drogar's spiritual weapon.
Okay, then I'm gonna turn to this zombie and sacred flame him.
Okay, go ahead.
I
go ahead. He fails.
Take him out.
Fuck him up.
Did Danica get off that thing?
Yes, it did.
14 radiant.
That's enough because you take before, so there's one more gone.
And then I'm gonna use bonus action. I'm gonna bring my spiritual weapon, like, bobbing towards.
Oh my god! Yeah. Oh, thank you for keeping track of what's here. I'm so sorry.
Why
didn't
you try to attack the big guy?
My spirit. Oh, can I? Is it? I think it might be out of my range.
No, you're good.
Huh?
Is that okay?
Yeah. Go for it.
I don't have to, like.
Do it.
If you hit him.
Bah! And I would like to.
Bah!
One of those heads, please. That's I actually roll a dice for this one. Oh yes, please.
I would like to yeet in these streets.
23 to hit.
Yep.
9 force damage.
How's it happen?
Yes!
Yes, Winnie.
So I'm like I'm riding on I think my hands are, like, somehow dug under, like, one of the like in his armor, like one of the separations in the armor. I'm just holding
the
on.
Pauldrons. You got your hands in the pauldrons.
And I'm just, like, breathing heavily, and I, like, turn sacred flame the one zombie, and I'm just like, woo! As that one goes down, pull that. And then I just kind of, like, throw it over the crowd, and I'm picturing, like, eraser dust flying over zombie head into, like,
a mouth.
The open mouth.
It just explodes.
The mouse monarch.
Yes!
Woo!
The smallest MVP around.
MVP Pipsqueak.
Yeah.
Okay, anything else, Winnie?
No. So I attacked with my spiritual weapon. Can it keep coming towards me?
Yes.
Okay. So it's on its way over.
Yes. Okay. Just don't lose your die. I just don't want you to lose.
Yeah.
Your die.
Yeah. This is my little fall. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I will not lose my fall leaves. Right.
Anything else?
That's all.
Cass.
Okay. What's that?
That is a zombie.
Well, I'm gonna kill it! Fuck it up!
What's that?
Alright, yeah, so I'm gonna take a swing at that zombie. I have my great axe. So I'll take both my attacks with him, unless I only need one. So the first one's gonna be a 15 to hit.
Uh-huh.
And that's gonna do max damage again! 19
yes.
damage.
Okay. Yes!
Uh-huh. It's barely hanging on.
Fuck me. Okay, alright.
It's literally just the Black Knight from Monty Python. Just the stuff.
Oh, no, not yet. Oh. Second one hits, 14 on the die.
Uh-huh. You don't have to roll. it's down.
So, I take it down, and then I want to use the full complement of my movement to, like, fucking... I'm going to try to approach Lady Wachter.
Okay.
I'm going to make my way out the front door. Before I do, I'm going
to
shout
that. You're
going
to have to run through the wall of fire to do so.
And before you do, I put a hand on your shoulder because I see you, like, running off, and I go, are you certain?
Wall of fire is a dex save, right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Actually, I think you could do it. No, it's if you enter it. Yeah. Anyway, continue. Okay. Continue.
All right. So, yeah. Oh, so you give me that moment.
I wish so bad I could heal you right now. In that moment before you run through the decks. I wish so bad I could be like,
how damaged are you?
I'm hurting.
You have one more channel divinity.
No, don't fucking waste
it. I'm not gonna waste the channel
divinity. No. Okay.
Are you gonna turn undead on all these motherfuckers?
What you think? Come on now.
Bitch, I got you them bones.
Come on now.
I got you them bones.
Before I do. I'm going to turn around to my allies in the area and just yell, upstairs, now! And then run out the door.
Okay.
Before you do, I grab you, and I pull you back, and I hold you in an embrace.
Keep the big old smooch. Kiss her on the forehead.
Now, Kith.
Kiss her on the forehead.
And I go, I'm back in one piece.
Okay. And
you're gone, and you go.
Yeah, and I go. So, I know that I, like...
So
to take the full complement of my movement, I know I probably have to be running, but the way I picture it,
just,
oh my god,
Terminator
I'm walking out that front door, I am taking the great axe and I'm sheathing it, and I I take the blood spear coming.
Yeah!
And I look at it real quick and I go, thirsty? And I'm walking towards it. And I'm walking towards Wachter, just going, crack, crack, crack. Like smacking it against my chest, and like trying my best to get her attention. I know she's got a lot going on, but I want her looking at me.
Yes.
Okay. Give me an intimidation check.
Okay.
She's preoccupied because she's currently in a wizard duel. But
she's fighting Harry Potter!
This is very Britney of you. All eyes on me in the center of the ring.
Yes, ma'am!
Just like a circus.
Just like a circus. Okay, intimidation.
Next
14.
She locks eyes with you again, for a moment is like struck by another like streaming spell from Dimitri, and then turns back. Yeah. But she sees you coming.
As I'm just pounding the blood spear of Kavan against my chest.
Alright, great.
It's my turn. So I'm that away.
Artemis, you're up. Okay. So you are now on the second floor.
So I'm going twice. As I'm kind of falling back, do I see windows and stuff? Can I kind of peek outside?
You want to get back out onto the landing?
Well, I kind of want to, as I'm retreating, just peek outside to see what's going on and try to figure out my next move.
As you look out the window, you see, like, a bunch of the zombies being immolated by that wall of fire that's now surrounding the house.
Okay. So I have a good feeling then that things are kind of looking in hand here.
It's the tides have turned.
Okay, so
with the arrival of Dimitri, the tides have turned.
So as
with the arrival of Buster.
With the arrival of Buster.
With fucking Buster, baby.
Okay. So I'll know that I'll be able to get back inside if I need to, if I stay up there. So I'm gonna try to make my way out and like towards the front of the house now.
Okay, do you wanna dash?
Yes.
Okay, so let's say you're up 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60. You can get that far.
Perfect. And then Sasha will rip any zombie's face off that's nearby or just kind of.
There's actually not. They are all now, they've all streamed through.
Okay.
They're all
Sasha
out of there.
So then.
Or tell her to get Pasha.
Yeah, Sasha's just going to post up with Pasha.
Okay. Great. Yeah, she moves over and he, like, opens his eyes a little bit. He's just kind of been, like, meditating, but yeah. He opens his one eye and, like, clambers up on top
yes,
of her.
Yes, perfect. Yes, yes.
Perfect. Uh-huh. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, because maybe she, like, sees that he should maybe open his eyes, so she, like, kind of rubs up against him a little bit.
Do you see that Teef is holding when he...
Yeah, yeah, you see that.
Oh! All right, anything else, Artemis?
30 That's seconds. It.
Okay, Drogar.
Come on. What you gonna do?
Drogar.
Damn bones.
Drogar steps between the guards and goes, "We shall be victorious today." And he steps forth.
Give it to us, Papa.
Right in front. And he goes, "Your hands on me." And the guards are like, "What's he talking about?" And then they're like, "On me!" And they're like, "All right!" And they put their hands, and he goes, and his eyes go glowed, and he goes, and
turns undead. Okay. I'm gonna do three rolls again for this crowd. Yeah, channeling your energy into the bones. They fill you with divine energy. That's a fail. That's a fail. That's a success, but they still have to turn. So instantly, two-thirds of the remaining ones are just like blasted.
Get chunked!
Woo! This is the way you bring clerics to curse a Strahd!
Yep.
And the remaining just they begin to turn.
That shit's nice!
Okay, oh, anything else, Drogar? Or is that enough for you?
No, that's my action.
Okay.
What is that? I have a movement and a bonus, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh! Sorry, hold on. I'm just checking numbers real quick.
It's all good. Do your maths.
Great. Shield of Faith.
Yes! Yeah!
So, like, he does that, and then he's like, he falls back into the guards, and they're like, Master Drogar! You know, yeah. And they, like, catch him, and then he like, kind of props himself up, and he looks behind him, and he goes, and he casts Shield of Faith. Nice. And you feel this, like, bastion of light, like, in the shape of a tower shield, just...
Front of you're shooting out of my back. Kaz doesn't even notice.
She's just going.
It just like comes over her, and she's just like.
And he casts. Yeah,
that's right.
He casts it, and he looks to the guards, and he goes, "Should be fine. Should be fine."
Let's do. So this is gonna be. So that's Lady Wachter.
Oh boy.
And let's say that this is Dimitri. So this is like.
Right.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
With me.
I'm 20 feet away from her.
Yep.
She's unaware.
Yep. Okay, it's your turn, Cal. What do you want to do?
How close is Dimitri to Lady Wachter?
15, 20 feet.
Okay, so nowhere close enough to give me advantage?
No, not this time.
Okay.
Be careful, brother.
How close is Kaz to Lady Wachter?
Not close enough to give you advantage yet.
But, like, how close is she?
How far can you move? 40
feet?
40 feet?
Speed, yeah.
So 20 feet away.
So me and Kaz are the same distance
yes.
away?
Yeah.
Can I... So I'm 20 feet away from Lady Wachter.
Mm-hmm.
Can we say that Kaz, like, moved in my direction so we're, like, in the same vicinity? Can
sure,
you
yeah,
say that?
You're, like, flying over yeah, as you both make your way towards her.
Okay, so then I'm floating above Kaz, and I'm getting ready to use her for a meat shield if I need to.
If you wanna, you can ready your action until Kaz gets within 5 feet.
I will do that.
Yeah.
Okay. So like, I'm hovering above Kaz, and I see her like, boom, locked on Lady Wachter, and so I'm like floating in the air with my wings. And I pull out the heavy crossbow, and I just get
it
ready.
Yeah.
And I just get it ready.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Anything else? Just floating there, like
that's
yeah, yeah,
that's it.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
It. Is that it?
And then breathing.
Yeah.
That's it for now.
Okay. It's the zombies. They all run away.
Can they be out of the house?
Yes, there you go. There you go.
Get out of the way! That makes me feel better.
What's their move?
Is there anything that can happen to turn them back, or they're just going?
No, they have to do. They can make the. Fuck it.
They're going.
Fuck it.
They're going.
It's a save, but
they
like,
don't get paid enough for this.
They don't get any enough for this shit.
They're just gonna go destroy the rest of the town.
Oh,
it's fine.
Gee whiz. Yeah, right.
I'll look up the.
It's just y'all left in the house. Everyone's all your allies are making their way uptown. Dimitri is going
to
do...
For another... 1 minute. They have to flee for 1 minute.
Oh, great. Okay, great.
Yeah, that's...
So then after we finish this fight, we'll just go back and clean everything up.
Yeah, exactly.
So Dimitri, they're like locked in this fucking wizard duel. Shields and counterspells and shit flying everywhere.
She is using her counterspells?
Yeah.
How many has she used?
Two?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Cause she used one on Drogar earlier. Yeah. How many has she used on Dimitri?
One?
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
Trevor!
Okay.
What?
One.
Yeah, I mean, it's a wizard duel. You know, a wizard fight.
You know, it's a wizard fight.
You know, fucking wizards and shit. It's a wizard duel.
Counterspell. Do you have to see the person you're countering the spell of?
You wouldn't know this.
Yes, you do.
Yeah?
Yes, you do. You do. Dimitri is going to do, because he's a sorcerer, he's going to twin spells. He's going to, he throws his arms around him and suddenly five Dimitris are all dead.
Even hotter!
And then five times as hot.
Each one hotter than the last!
Each Dimitri, like, in mirrored synchronized movement, spins and turns into a raven.
Fucking mirror image.
Into the air, turning back into a human mid-air. All of them holding their hands towards the sky. A lightning bolt shoots down from the heavens, connecting with one arm, and he takes his other and whips it towards her, and five lightning bolts in synchronicity strike out at Lady Wachter, all connecting at once. And she, like, gets struck by all of them. And she, like, throws her head to the sky and screams and, like, staggers to almost falling to her knees.
Wow. Yes.
Stop,
I can only get so erect.
Kill her now!
And we are back to the top.
Yes. Oh, shit.
The ravens continue to circle. More of the cultists are picked up into the air. The rest... Actually, let's see. Let's do a morale check.
What's he doing? It's just a gap.
They start fleeing. They start fleeing. They start fleeing. As their number are lifted in the air by the swarming ravens, and Lady Wachter just looks around, spitting as they run. Cowards! Winnie, you're up.
Shoot her! Shoot her!
Do I see any of that happening? We're in the stairs.
Yeah, there's a window over here. You can see
window
this battle
burst
happening
out
in the corridor.
You're like, teeth,
outside.
Hold on.
Look at the window.
I'm gonna, also just yeet it out
as like teeth is like up the. I see that happen, and I'm gonna go. Sick 'em, teeth!
Yeah.
And I'm gonna turn teeth around and start. I'm gonna take us like back out.
Give me an
out.
Animal handling check.
Uh-oh.
Or just like leap through the window. Like,
I feel fear about that.
Give me an animal handling check.
Yes.
Do it.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. 18.
You say yes. Sick 'em, teeth, intending to turn around, but teeth just leaps out the window.
Yeah.
You are now mounted on teeth.
Yes.
So Chief's movement speed becomes your movement speed, so that's 60 feet.
That's a lot more than yours.
Okay, so wait, what did actually happen? Did he leap out the window?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What?
Yes!
Okay, so as that happened, like, shit, we're flying out the window. I'm gonna...
It pauses in real time, it's like... I bet you're wondering how I got here.
It's me.
I bet you're wondering how I got into
this
situation. am I within range for Sacred Flame?
Let's say
from here of late.
Let's say yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
Then, as we're like midair, I'm gonna like.
It's like the Dukes of Hazzard coming up the on ramp.
Like throw like eraser dust. Like, and it almost looks like it's in like a lasso form.
Ooh.
at Lady Wachter.
Okay.
Looks like those new boys are in trouble again.
With a five, she fails.
Okay.
Holy shit.
Let's go.
finish her.
Oh, I lost all of my d8s. Okay, that's not plus anything, right? I've lost all just control of just my faculties. It's a 9 radiant.
Okay.
And it just, the lasso kind of like latches onto her, and there's like a sizzle of radiant energy as the spell like.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, anything else?
Yeah, I'm gonna, you did end up yeeting away my spiritual weapon.
Oh, fuck.
That's okay, it's the one that looks like fall leaves.
That'd be, oh.
It might have D8.
It might have landed.
That's okay.
I'll dig it out of here.
Yeah.
D8 looks like all these, yeah.
Got it.
And just with the, thank you.
Thank you, Ned.
And then just bonus action, it's still on its way over.
It'll be in the house, but yeah, sure.
And Drogar's like leaning against the guards, and he just looks like and there. He sees these two erasers like coming towards him, and he's like, "Duck!"
Okay. Anything else?
Nope. There's no more zombies anywhere.
Nope.
Okay. Yep. Yes. That's it. That's it. I'm on to you.
Going right,
I'm so ready.
Hold on. Let me get a beer so I can watch this.
Yeah. I want to just start pounding my chest with Kaz.
Yeah. Right. Ooh. Mm-hmm. Ooh. Yeah. The chant, in case anyone's curious, the chant that she's been saying is Karg Hark.
Karg Hark?
Yeah, Karg Hark. It's two words, hyphenated.
Karg.
And it is
Karg.
Karg Hark is the beginning and the end of every prayer said to the orc god Grumsh.
Mm-hmm.
Grumsh.
Yeah. So I think she's going to approach Lady Wachter. Are there any cultists left around her?
No, they fled. The remaining ones fled.
Oh.
Holy shit.
So she has the blood spear of K'varn that she has just been rhythmically pounding against her chest. And she's going to look at Lady Wachter and say,
"Do you know what Karg Hark means?"
Oh, you said it to
her. Yes, you said that to her.
The gibberish ramblings of savages. It means revenge!
And she goes to stab her.
Okay, Wait, go.
You close the distance?
I close the distance.
All right, that thing is set and loose.
Let's resolve Cass's attack first, and then you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
You should take my kill from me.
Okay, so she's going to attack. She'll make her first attack with the Blood Spear of K'varn, back to my favorite weapon of all time. Well, you know, cactus. Don't listen to cactus.
Cactus, rest in peace.
24 to hit.
Yes.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Okay. Max damage.
Yeah! Ooh,
yes!
I have rolled max damage.
Let's
so many times
go!
That is 17 damage.
Wow!
Right. Attack number 2.
Go ahead.
Come on, baby.
Krr!
She pulls it out. Krr! Hark! Tries to punch it back in. That one is going to be a 23 to hit.
Oh,
yes, that'll do it.
This one is going to be... not max damage. This one's gonna be 12 damage.
Okay. She's still up. She's still up.
Right. Cool. Oh my god.
Callister, fire away.
Oh my god.
That's all.
That's 16 to hit.
Yes.
All right.
That just does it.
All right.
So you'll get your sneak attack here too.
Mm-hmm. So that's 10 plus.
Holy shit.
13, 23 damage. Plus,
oh my god.
Plus 1, it's 24.
How's it happen?
Alright, so Kaz is up here stabbing this bae, right? And I've been like readying my shot and like looking at Erwin collapsed on the ground. Uh-huh. And like my trigger finger has been like wanting to fire this like so soon to take this bitch out. But I wait and the second Kaz runs in and does her two stabs, I like shoot it loose and the arrows like charge with white light and boom, and hits her like right in the throat.
Oh!
Piercing out the back of her neck, the night falls quiet.
Nah, fucking leave that shit in her throat.
She chokes.
Sorry.
Sorry.
You did it.
Callister immediately drops out of the sky, pulls his potion out, his healing potion out, mm-hmm. and tries to aid Erwin. He doesn't know if he's alive or dead or what.
Okay.
What did Lady Walker say as she fell? Was that her husband's name? She said?
Is that Wilhelm?
Yeah, Wilhelm, I'm sorry.
Yeah. And let's actually pick it up there next week.
Yeah!
Wait, you don't have any Irish!
Oh. I don't have the gas. I don't have the gas, baby. Yes. That was a lot. Good
what
work.
What a freaking session.
We fucking made it. You guys did so well.
Holy
The Critical Fail DM Strahdcast features Dan Eisen as Callister, Ned Price Iannacone as Drogar, Campbell O'Hare as Winnie, Kay Divine Jones as Kaz, Tyler Cantor as Artemis, and me, Trevor William Fail, as your DM. The Strahdcast is edited by Kay Divine Jones and designed by Dan Eisen. Curse of Strahd and its original characters are the creative property of Wizards of the Coast. Patrons, I choose you! Folks like Jonathan Clemens, Anne Williams, Ash Maddie, Kelly McCleary, and Michael Doherty, the game maker of another Philly-based musical TTRPG podcast, Mythic Thunderloot. Check them out. To directly support the show, you can head over to patreon.com/criticalfaildm and subscribe starting at just $5 a month. You'll instantly unlock over 25 Goon-exclusive extended gameplay video clips, including Callister's fateful talk with Ezek, a bunch of episodes of Goon Talk, our patron-only talk show podcast, Kay's keeper notes from our Call of Cthulhu campaign, Madness and Mercy, and so much more, with new stuff being added every week. You'll be sent a code for 15% off everything in our merch store, etsy.com/shop/criticalfaildm, where you can still pick up a Goon Pin button pack featuring adorable art of the party by Rose and Pomegranate. You'll be invited to our private Discord server where all of us goons love to hang out, and you can join play-by-post D&D sessions with the Gaggle, a community of nerds that regularly display levels of kindness and joy I frankly thought impossible on the internet. If you're not ready to support us financially, there are still plenty of ways to help us out. You can follow us on TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram at CriticalFailDM, binge Madness and Mercy on our YouTube channel, and join us there every other Sunday at noon Eastern Standard Time when we do live listens of new episodes of the Strahdcast, or rate and leave us a review wherever you like to listen. Thanks, Dungeoneers, and take your day with advantage.